In the studio, we have Annabella Rowe.
Well, and hello there.
And Liz McMullen.
Yeah,
hey, everyone. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. So, Annabella, you're a dating specialist,
I guess? Am. I am a dating coach.
Wow.
A dating coach that combines that with TV presenting, because you also present for Karma TV.
Yes. So basically, I work for a company called KarmaLifestyles.com. It's a company all about sort of improving your confidence and dating technique. But we also kind of side saddle with a YouTube channel. We have loads of dating advice videos, and that is how us two bumped into each other.
Yes.
There you go. It was a magical moment.
It was. I like the rhyme on that. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
What you just said. The stuff that's going to end up you lot all having a go at me.
Female psychology. So, with Karma Lifestyles, basically, we teach guys how to become the very best version of themselves.
Wow.
So, we have confidence courses, we have conversational courses, and we basically build people up from the ground up. But this is half the issue. People have so many bad previous experiences of dating, and they carry it through life,
totally.
And it sort of warps the way that they then interact in future conversations, and it's kind of like just wiping the slate clean, starting from the beginning, building up confidence, knowing who you are as an authentic person, so you can go out into the world and actually meet people, because people don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sure your show may touch on, I'm not sure if it touches on online dating and things like that.
Oh, it definitely does.
Yeah.
It's
such
really
a faceless world now that people can't actually talk.
Yeah.
And that's who you want to date, a faceless person.
Exactly, right? I'm a big fan of a face. I mean, it is one of the things.
A face is definitely a plus on a person, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bonus.
Bonus, totally. Nose, eyes, love all those things. So, I mean, how do you know you're looking at the person that's really the person?
Exactly. A lot of people will go online and they'll look at, like, confidence books and ebooks and things like that. But actually, when you put it into perspective and put it in the actual environment where you meet people, it becomes really unauthentic and you feel like you're not talking to a real person.
Right.
And that's obviously a massive emotional block to build any sort of connection and communication, which, especially in the world of dating, then becomes a massive turnoff if you don't actually feel like you're talking to the person. And so many people fall into this trap. Whereas with Karma Lifestyles, we take you for who you are, and we turn you into the very best version of yourself. We don't try and change you. It's kind of enhancing who you are. So it's not plays and trick books as if you're just doing like pickup lines and stuff like that.
You're not like Hitch.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, if you say this line, it's like a surefire thing to get someone in bed. Like, no, that's not what we do.
I'm not part of this world at all.
Yeah. The digital dating world.
I've never had been on online dating. I'm not.
You
I don't
are lucky.
Thanks.
Count yourself lucky. Online
touching
dating is
now
a minefield.
Lewis, don't break up with me.
Yeah.
Online dating asks you and basically promotes you being shallow because you judge people on just how they look. And that, really, to build communication and to build emotional connection is the last thing you want to rely on. And there are so many guys out there who may not be the best thing. They don't look like Instagram models and maybe they can't take great selfies. But that's the thing. And people are judging them based on their looks. And it's so much more than that to create lasting relationships and have communication and emotional connection.
Also, it's a powerful way to destroy relationships, the social media aspect of the world now.
Oh my goodness.
It's not for the paranoid.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that the world is rife with options,
because
you can jump on Tinder or other, you know, sort of dating apps, and there's so many people at your fingertips.
Yeah,
it makes people disposable, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Because you're not investing in anyone. It just
disposable people. That was a good one.
Disposable people. It's quite heartbreaking if you look at it that way.
It's a good title.
It's so sad because people think, you know, as soon as a relationship gets a little bit difficult or they have like a road bump, they go, oh, well, I don't need to deal with it. I can just find somebody new.
Yeah.
And really, anything that is worth having.
So love exists then, is it?
So Annabella, so do you only work with men then? It's not really with women. It's just with men.
Yeah, predominantly it's with men.
Women are finished products, aren't they? It's men that need the work, right?
Oh,
well,
I don't know. I know some
that,
pretty
but it's not.
Messed up women.
I don't know by the sounds of things.
I know. We specialise in men just because the other two dating coaches is a gentleman called Emre and a gentleman called Ian. And we kind of all work through all of it. So we do cool things like one of our best trainings at Karma Lifestyles is residential training. And it's
Residential training.
Ooh.
That sounds like you had a committee.
That was it. We all sat down.
It was,
we brainstormed the name and
like
we came
them.
Up with residential training.
You should really write the other one down. What was it? The Side Saddle YouTube.
The Side Saddle YouTube.
Channel. No, it's the Side Saddle YouTube channel. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah,
plug away.
Residential training. I know, it's shameless plug. Look at this. Watch me go. But basically, basically it is 7 days of one-on-one with a dating coach.
Right.
And we do sort of teaching and training, and we work through the basics of confidence and kind of how to interact and build communication. But then also we take guys out and actually put that literally. not like that. Yeah, so we take them out to bars, clubs, restaurants, and we push them outside of their comfort zone to actually put what we teach them into practice and actually make them do it, because you have to be pushed outside your comfort zone. So many people live in this very safe place where they don't put themselves out there.
Right.
And I like to say nothing ever great comes from living in your comfort zone. You have to push yourself out there.
Yeah.
And kind of that's what we do. We're kind of like personal trainers, but for dating.
I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, go out there, man. Go get it, man. My favorite one. Okay. Mm. So I had a gentleman I was training. His name was Winston. And the first time I ever met him, he was like pathologically shy. He couldn't look at me in the eye. His like lip would tremor and his voice would tremor as he spoke to me. And so we went through all this training, and the last day was really funny. So I took him out on the streets of Oxford Circus, and I was like, go put everything into perspective. I literally turned my back for like 5 minutes, and I turn around and he's gone. Right. Like, oh my goodness, I've lost my client. It's all gonna go wrong. He's been abducted in Oxford Circus. So I'm calling him all these things. And then an hour later, he calls me back. He's like, oh, sorry, I just picked up a girl who went for coffee and we're going to go wall climbing. I'm like, how did this happen? Of all things, how do you end up going wall climbing? But that was over.
So tell everyone where they can find you online then, or on the street as well,
on
actually.
On the street, anywhere. Yeah. So,
and get your training.
If you are interested in dating, coaching and training with us, check out KamaLifestyles.com, KamaLifestyles.com. Mm-hmm. And also check us out on YouTube, Kama TV, KamaTV. Basically, you can see my face and you can see what I look like.
And you might even see Alice and me last night actually meeting Annabella and booking her for the show.
That will be on there.
So radio history on YouTube for you there. Thanks so much, Annabella.
Thank you.
Not a problem, guys. Thank you for having me.